We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Basketball Coaches Show with Shante Leggins and Wendy Schuler, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. Now live from Barrel House Pub and Pizza, here's the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
Well, we are back on campus once again this week. We are not at Barrel House for this edition of the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Coming up, a taped interview with Eagle women's coach Wendy Schuler. I was able to talk to her earlier today as the women are getting ready to play in about an hour down in the Big Sky Conference Basketball Tournament at CenturyLink Arena in Boise. They will take on Weber State. Already today, one game is final. 8-seeded Northern Arizona defeated number 9 Sacramento State. So Northern Arizona will move into a game against Idaho tomorrow. And a game going on right now, the 10-seed Southern Utah leads 7-seeded Montana 54-46 with less than 6 minutes remaining in that women's game. The Eagle women then take on Weber State in a 6-11 seed game. Winner of that game will play the 3rd seed Idaho State tomorrow. We'll also hear from Eagle head coach Shante Leggins. Right now, senior forward Jesse Hunt joins us. Coming off a great weekend performance by this team, Jesse, you guys win in Pocatello, then you win in Ogden, in what had to have been a fun game to play because there was a lot of emotion in the crowd before the game and even after the game.
Yeah, it was a great trip, beating Idaho State first. You know, they're a good team and they're well coached, and to get that win the way we did it was really great. And then to play a really good Weber State team with a lot of great players, and to beat them at their place. I think we've done it 2 out of 3 times in my career. So that's pretty cool. And the environment was great. The crowd was great. So to get that win there, it was a great win for us.
And then I think we did it last year when you weren't in uniform at that point in time. You were injured.
That's right. Yep. They went there last year, and I was watching at home with Luca, and we watched it from there. And that was a big win for them as well.
All right. So take us through, this weekend. You guys needed the 2 wins in order to try to finish 3rd in conference play. And so what was the mindset throughout the week that maybe you and the other seniors tried to set to the team?
Well, on Thursday, we secured the bye. We knew we would get 5th or higher. And before the game, I just said, look, screw fifth place. You know, I want to get third. You know, let's just make that our mindset where we can go get top three here. And that would be huge for our season. And especially the with how tough our non-conference was, and to end up with the third seed, that'd be huge for our program. And we went out and we played with tremendous energy and tremendous effort. And the whole team was bought into that concept of getting third. And then we went out and just went out and got it.
On Saturday, you guys got down 12-0 early on, and then 15-2 against Weber State, but you guys didn't panic.
No, not at all. I think we have a lot of experienced guys, and we know that if one team punches, we can always punch back, and it doesn't matter what the deficit is, we can always get back into a game. And we got down, 12-0, and then Kim came up with a huge steal and a layup, and that kind of got us going, and we just had a few stops in a row, and that kind of got us going from there.
You guys went through senior day. They were going through their senior day that day. So does it, in a kind of an odd way, does it help you a little bit having gone through your senior day to know what the emotions are? Everybody handles things differently, but you know, you went through your own senior day. So did that help you as you were going through their senior day?
Well, just knowing, it's like we had it the week before, knowing that there would be a lot of emotions on their end with Chapman and Braxton, and I think those are the only seniors. So we knew that they would come out and play really hard to start with, and that eventually that would die off as the game went on, and it did. You know, after a few minutes, their defense started to slip a little bit as we started to come back, and just from the start, we knew it'd be a really emotional game, and knowing that because we had it the week before was definitely helpful.
Jesse Hunt, Eagle senior forward, is joining us here on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show. Both head coaches coming up in just a little bit here on the program. They probably, I'm guessing, thought they had the best front court in the Big Sky Conference with Braxton and Chapman, but I think you guys showed Saturday that's not where the best front court is in the Big Sky Conference.
Ever since the beginning of this year, I thought that we definitely had the best front court with me and Mason, and even Kim played a tremendous game. And even Tanner Groves off the bench is one of the best bigs in the league as well. And just having all of us on the same team, I think, is definitely a positive. And to go out and perform the way that we did against two really good bigs in Chapman and Braxton, it was definitely a great experience. And, you know, Mason had 23 points, I had 22, and Kim had 20, I think. And that was huge for us, and just showed that, you know, I think we have the best bigs in the league.
Yeah, 65 of Eastern's 80 points in that game came from the forwards, the three starting forwards for this team. Have you ever had a triple-double before?
No, never in high school or anything. And I said, you know, to get that close in a game like that, that was really cool for me. Couldn't get those two extra assists, but you know, that's how it goes, and just happy we got the win.
Yeah, 22 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists for Jesse in the win over Weber State on Saturday. You know, your passing game, because that's been outstanding this year. You're one of the top assist men in the Big Sky Conference, as well as being in the top 15 in scoring and at the top of the list in rebounding. I'm sure it was there, but I didn't remember how well you passed the ball until this year.
Yeah, no, it was never really a role of mine in the last few years. You know, my first 2 years, my role was more just come in and rebound and play hard and stuff like that. And this year, I feel like I've taken on more of a role of being more of a playmaker and more of a facilitator as well, and just trying to make plays for everyone and just finding the open guy. You know, that's basically it's an easy thing. You know, Mason was open a lot of times for threes and also for layups. It's just a matter of finding him.
Now we're entering into the time of the season where every game's your last.
That's right, and it's weird, you know, because obviously I've never experienced that, and to go into this week knowing that we have a team that could win it all, I think we all believe that to the bottom of our hearts, and to go in to either play Montana State or Idaho, and knowing that that's a game that we could win, and then the next game and the next game, it's, you know, the three seniors definitely have a different chip on their shoulder, because we know this is our last, you know, last go, so we got to just come out with tremendous energy and effort and try and get these wins.
Is that going to be the key, the energy and effort? Because you guys didn't have a lot of that against Sacramento State, and that's the last game you lost.
Absolutely. I think that I think all of our losses this year, except for a couple, were not a lack of effort, but more we could have given more effort. You know, there's a few games there. I think at Portland State, we had Sac State at home. At Southern Utah, games like that, where we should have won those games if we gave just a little more effort. And I think this week, if we give as much effort as we can definitely beat every team in the Big Sky.
You know, it's a new situation this year. We're going to Boise. You've seen pictures of the arena. None of us have ever been in the arena for a basketball game. Is this kind of exciting, something new? It's something different than Reno?
Yeah, exciting. You know, we were at Reno my first 3 years, and I was never really a huge part of going into Reno. You know, my first 2 years, I didn't play a lot, and then last year I was hurt. So going in, you know, as a starter and a senior captain to Boise, it's going to be very exciting, and I'm just excited to see what we can do.
What's your thoughts on this tournament? I mean, you've got Montana came out as the top seed, but it looks to me like there's 5-6 teams maybe that could win this thing, and any one team might be able to beat any other team on a given day.
Yeah, well, I think it's funny. I was talking to Ty actually yesterday about that. You know, we're the 3 seed, we're 12-8, but the 6 seed is 11-9. You know, so there's so many. The league is so close. I mean, even the 2nd seed has only, I think they have 5 or 6 losses, Northern Colorado. And it's, you know, it's just so wide open. I think Montana is very beatable for any team. And there's just a lot of different teams that could win this league. And I'm just excited to see how it all pans out and see if there's any upsets and see just how it goes this week.
Getting to the championship game last year, does that help the team this year?
I think so. I think we know what it takes. You know, last year we had a lot of the same guys, minus Bogdan and Bennis and Sir. So it's, you know, we've seen how the first 2 games we can, if we really just give everything we've got and we just play the way we've played the last few games, and we're definitely in to win those games. And then, you know, hopefully we get past the first 2 teams and then we get to the championship. And I mean, for me, I honestly hope it's Montana, because I'd love to get another crack at them. But whoever ends up being there, or, you know, obviously we got Montana State or Idaho first up, and that's who we got to worry about. And then we just got to go from there.
Big Sky Conference all league teams come out tomorrow. We don't know what the outcome is, but are you worried at all about where you're going to show up on that list? You know, whether you're first team, second team, third team, whatever?
No, it doesn't bother me at all. I think that, you know, we have a few guys that could potentially be on those lists, and we've proven throughout the year that we're one of the better teams in this conference, and where I end up, I mean, that doesn't matter to me. Just first, second, third, whatever it ends up being, just, you know, I'm just happy to be in a position where, you know, I think I'll be on one of those teams, and then just where I end up doesn't bother me at all.
Now, everybody's answer to this next question will be NBA, but in a best case scenario for you next year, where are you playing basketball?
Hopefully in Europe. You know, I think that there's a lot of opportunities over there. You know, I'm not too sure yet, but that'd be great for me. I'd love to go travel and go try something new. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I want to be playing in Australia. That's where I want to end up when I'm older, and where I want to live and stuff like that. So just wherever I end up next year, it all depends. And I'm hopefully somewhere in Europe, but who knows?
Do you follow what Jake's doing, what Bog's doing, and what some of the guys are doing overseas?
Yeah, I talked to Jake. I talked to Jake last week. I actually talked to him today for a little bit. Just, you know, he's loving it. He loves where he is now. He played in Adelaide in Australia, and then he's now in the Canary Islands, and he's just loving it. I talked to Bogdan yesterday as well, and he's enjoying where he is as well. And Vanky was playing all around the place, and I talked to him, and just trying to get a different view of how they looked at it, because I, you know, played with them and trust them a lot, and, you know, because obviously it's a big step to go play in another country or wherever I end up. So, you know, that's exciting, and I'm excited to see where I end up.
All those guys have had some experiences, because Benke has played in Europe. He's now home in Australia. You know, Jake was in Australia earlier this year. Now, you mentioned in the Canary Islands, and then you've got Bogdan, who's in Israel. So it can literally take you anywhere.
Yeah, and that's it's exciting. It's also a little scary. You know, you never know what type of situation you'll be going into and stuff like that. And hopefully, I get put in a great situation and just start my professional career next year and see where I go.
All right. Well, I hope you have several last games. It would be nice to get maybe 4 or 5 last games before you actually have to to hang it up. Jesse, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming in, and good luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jesse Hunt here with us. When we come back, men's basketball coach Shante Leggins joins us. It's the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show live from campus here on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, Eagle fans. We hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
It's Eagle Awesome! Amazing! You are a
No. Look, Gus Johnson Ford doesn't play games. We combine every discount, cashback offer, and rebate to give you the best price on a new Ford. We call it the Gus Price. Forget all the gimmicks. The best price is the Gus Price. Only at Gus Johnson Ford.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Fuck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Eagle men's basketball team, with their great finish to the regular season over the weekend, finishes third in the Big Sky Conference. That means they get a first-round bye on Wednesday, and they will play the winner of the Montana State-Idaho game, which happens on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 Pacific time. That game will be Thursday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and we'll be on the air at 6:30 right here on Thursday. Head coach Shante Leggins for the Eagle men joins us now, and Coach, you've got to be pleased with the way your team ended up the regular season, not only with three straight wins, but three straight road wins, counting the previous road game to that, and six wins in the last eight games when you're playing without Jacob Davison.
Yeah, you know, the guys just bought all the way in, started playing great basketball. You know, we try to give them so much confidence throughout the season, and it's hard when you're taking your lumps early, and it's hard when you're not – you know, playing with the same starting lineup, and it's hard when you have different guys playing, trying to play different positions. But at the same time, the guys' character and shine through, and their toughness and the way they care so much about each other, it really shine through. And how much you know this team spends time together. You know, we really look at ourselves as a family. I know everyone, every coach, every team, every sports team say that. But I mean, when you look at this team, they're together constantly. Not even just because. not just because just during the basketball stuff, but, you know, even off the court, they're together. You know, they spend a lot of time together. They got best friends on the team, and it has a lot to do with the culture we've, you know, it's been here for the last 8 years, you know, and it's a great thing to see, and you just keep building on it and just keep finding different ways, and, you know, your leadership just gets better and better every year. You know, Bogdan was a great leader, and it took a little bit of time for some of the younger guys to fall in lead with some of what the older guys were trying to get going. And once they did, it started becoming very easy for them. And Kim Akin's playing great basketball, but he's also doing a great job of, you know, trying to be a leader. And he's doing it by example. He goes, works hard, and plays his tail off as hard as he can. I mean, he's actually in the gym right now getting up shots. And so when you have guys like that who want to be a part of something special, it makes it really easy. And if you check it out, after Jacob's gotten hurt, we've started the same group for the 8 games he's been out, and our team's just gotten better and better and better. And so, you know, just a little bit of continuity with a little bit of, you know, understanding what role you're going to be in when you get in the game really helps. And so I think that has a lot to attribute with the guys just and the leadership within.
Yes, I'll correct one thing that I said. Jacob is 7 games.
Seven games, there you go.
But you are 5-2 in those 7 games, and in those 7 games, you allowed the opponent 43% or less from the field in 6 of those 7 games. So was defense a big reason why you were able to win without him in the lineup?
Yeah, defense and everyone stepping up. You know, Kim Akin has done a tremendous job of guarding every position on the floor. If you watch our games, you could see him guarding like last night against on Saturday night. You could see him guarding Jarrett Harding, their top scorer who averaged 23 points a game, about six foot, they say. And then you could see him flip around and guard big six foot ten Zach Braxton, 250-plus pound post player. And so having a guy like that who can get out and guard anybody, and then Jesse can do the same thing at the same size pretty much, and then you could have Tyler Kidd pressure the ball on Mason's one, probably the best post defender in the Big Sky, and then you got other guys that are understanding their roles. Ty Gibson's playing great defensive basketball, so is Cody Benzel. And so you see that, and then the other guys who are watching, when they get on the court, they try to pick up their intensity and try to play much harder, and it has a lot to do with our defense. And if you're playing great defense, I feel like you have a chance to win any game, especially where everything is at right now, when every game's close. If you can get more defensive stops when they count, you'll win the game. And against Weber State, we got 4 straight defensive stops and won that basketball game.
In low to mid-major basketball anymore, it seems like it's you're playing either 3 or 4 guards. Mm-hmm. So here you are playing right now 6'7", 6'7", 6'8", mm-hmm. on the front line. You're playing with 3 forwards. That has to make you guys a difficult matchup for teams.
It's very tough, and it's very tough on the glass. And if you could see our rebound numbers over the past 7 games, with even with Jacob in the lineup, because he was a great rebounder, you know, we use our strength, we use our size, and we can move Kim from the wing position to the post, and Jesse from the post to the wing, and Mason from the post to the wing. It really gives us a lot of flexibility offensively, but it also really, what it really does is help our defense, because I feel like the bigger you are, the harder it is to make baskets, you know, around the basket. And so our field goal percentage defense obviously has went the way we wanted it to, and we're getting a lot more steals and deflections, which really makes us that much tougher to play against. And then now they're not, you know, getting uncontested looks, and, you know, we got to be a little bit better defensively at the rim, but our guys are there. And so keeping that ball in front, making them shoot contested jumpers has been something that has really helped us throughout this stretch.
If my math is right, in this 7-game run without Jacob, you're plus 4.5-ish mm-hmm. Rebounding, and that's a good number.
It's a great number, especially, you know, how teams are playing right now. And if we can keep that moving forward and getting, you know, it's also not just the bigs that are playing great. It's also, you know, our guy like Jack Perry has played unbelievable basketball over this time, you know, and Tyler Kidd's done some great things offensively. He had an unbelievable game against Idaho State where he got everybody's shots. You know, they say he only had 5 assists, but he had close to 10 or 12. And Jack comes in and plays great basketball. And then you get guys like Ty and you know, don't even mention Cody, who had 30 at Idaho State, which was a terrific game. And now, you know, it's been like that for Cody all year. You know, when they guard him, he doesn't make shots. And then when they leave him open and he gets open looks, he gets 30. And so every guy stepping up for us when we need him the most, you know, without those points with Cody, you know, it's a tough game against Idaho State. You know, without Mason and Jesse and Tanner all going for 20-plus points, it's a tough game against, you know, we might not win those games. And so being able to see the guys play to the best of their abilities is a lot of fun.
You mentioned Cody, and we talked about it in the postgame show after he got the 30-point performance against Idaho State. Teams have to guard him at the three-point line, and they work hard at keeping him from getting a good shot off. That's what happened against Weber State. But still, when they're doing that, they can't double the post, number one. And number two, as far as getting in the stat sheet, he had three steals in that ball game defensively. So he's doing his job, even if they're not allowing him to catch and shoot threes.
Yeah, and that's all we need from him, you know, is for him to space the floor. And when he does get his shots, you know, take him and knock him down. And, you know, early in the season, he was trying to rush shots because he wanted to get some shots. But for him to understand exactly what we needed him to do is, when he's open, the guys are going to find him. And when he's not open, he's giving guys like Jesse Hunt, Mason Peatling, you know, Jacob when he was playing, Kim Aiken, Tyler Kidd, all these guys driving lanes because no one's helping off of him. And he's had a great career at Eastern, and I want him to go out with a bang. I want him to be able to play in the tournament and to be able to play against some teams that really don't know him, where he can get up, you know, 10 to 12 threes and make, you know, 8 to 9 and 10, because he's that good of a shooter, he's that good of a player. And, you know, being the player he is, it's so funny. A quick story is, after the game against Idaho State, you know, he had 27 points and we were up by a little bit, and I said, you know, might as well see if he can get 30. So I told him, next shot he misses, he's out. And obviously, Cody, when he said, you go let me shoot one, just to shoot it, he comes in and shoots it, and it goes in, and I take him out. And he, you know, after the game, he says, Coach, I didn't miss. I said, but you had 30. He goes, yeah, I know. Can you believe that? All the players that play Division I basketball had 30 points in one game. Look at me. And he's like, I look like a senior in high school today, you know. And it was probably one of the funniest things he's ever said. And he's just going to miss that type of leadership moving forward with him. But we have some games left, and, you know, he's one of the all-time favorite players here at Eastern because of everything he's done on the court and just who he is. You know, he's been a quiet leader that guys follow.
Seven guys, at the very least, have missed games due to injury this year, and you're getting close to 70 games missed this year because of injury. So are you, you know, you'd like to have a better record, obviously, yeah. But are you happy with the third-place finish and the record you have at this point in time, considering seven guys hurt at some point in time and the near 70 games missed?
You know, when you look at it, you know, you're never happy with third. You know, I wanted to get first. I thought some of the games we had, you know, we go through the games, and as a coach, you go through all of them. You know, you look at the Idaho game, you look at the Sac State game, you look at the Montana swing, and there's games there that we just let go, and we could have played better, but I think everything has hardened us to where we need to be really good, a good team. You know, losing that Sac State game at home really, really showed us, hey, we're not where we need to be, and going on the, you know, going and beating Portland State, who was the hottest team at the time with a 7-game winning streak, coming back and beating, you know, Idaho State, who just beat Weber at their place, and they're playing good basketball at home, and then going to beat Weber at Weber. I don't think we do that without losing to Sac State. I don't think we're in third place without losing to Sac State. You know, maybe we come back and lose to Portland State on the road, and now we're fighting for sixth or seventh. And so, you know, I'm happy with you know, how the team's coming together. Not happy with the third place, because I really feel that we had a team, you know, even with the injuries and getting guys experience. I mean, Tanner Groves had some amazing games this year. So did Kim Aiken. And if you get a chance, you know, Austin played good when he got his opportunities, and so did Elijah. And so our future is bright. But at the same time, you know, Jack Perry's only a sophomore, and, you know, Luca got hurt, and he's only a sophomore, and Jacob's only a sophomore. And so you're looking at your team, and you're getting guys experience. Like Kim Aiken, maybe he's not the player he is without guys getting injured early. And so, you know, not being able to see what Kim can do when the lights were on, you know, because he did start his first two games, and then after that he lost a lot of confidence about who he played against. And, you know, we wanted him to bring him along slowly, but at the same time, sometimes you just got to get in the fire, and injuries, you know, let that happen. And being able to see the guys, you know, blossom into the players they are right now towards the end of the season is a lot of fun. And if Kim Aiken ain't freshman of the year, I don't know who is a better freshman, you know, when we need him the most, especially on a team like this.
Well, especially the last half of the conference season.
Exactly.
I mean, he's been tremendous the last half of the conference season.
Yep.
So
he's been really good.
You know, that's it'll be interesting to see how things all turn out when these awards are announced tomorrow.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see. If you go tell me that Jesse Hunt's not a first teamer, playing every single game with injuries, not missing a game. I think the only guy for our team to start every single game and to be in every statistical category, you know, whenever they send him out, he's in the top 15, top 10 in most of them. And being able to do what he's done with playing out of position. I mean, he's played the point guard, he's played the wing, he's played the post, he's played the five. And so being able to do all that, I don't think there's another player that means a lot to his team like our guy. And, you know, I'm not saying he's the MVP of the league because Jordan Davis is pretty dang good. And there's a couple other guys that are right there. But if he's not more valuable than those guys, then I don't know who is. And he's done a tremendous job. And then, you know, you got Mason Peatling, who's probably the best big guy in the league. You know, and the way he plays and how hard he is and the leadership he does and the way he's shooting the ball now. And Tyler Kidd has done amazing since he's taken over the starting role. And so in Big Sky Conference play, our guys have been pretty good. And for them to get third place with the way we started at 2-9 and to gain that confidence and you know, I'm hoping, you know, the coaches see that league play is what should be voted on, not the overall body of work because it's the conference play. We should have some guys, you know, around that first team and some other awards.
Yeah, Jesse had 8 double doubles in conference play, and that's almost more than anybody else had for the entire year. And he had all 8 of those in the last 15 games.
So if you look at that, I mean, it's easily. And he almost has a triple-double in one of the biggest games of the season. And just the way he's been playing. And, you know, the other coaches can't see the leadership he's now, you know, showing towards his teammates. And they just can't see how important he is. If he goes down, we're in trouble because he's done everything for us. He's played point. Like I said, he's played point. He's played everything, every position. And he's – he's doing a great job, and he's shooting about a 45% clip from three, which is amazing for a guy who really was, you know, has been on and off injury wise, you know, throughout his whole career. To play a full season and not be injured is great. Knock on wood. Let's hope he gets 4 or 5 more games.
Absolutely. Looking at this tournament, I mean, we just talked about it with Jesse a little bit ago. You know, I don't know that there's any team that could feel safe playing against any other team. I think a 10 team could beat a number one seed if that's what it ended up being, or a 9 seed could knock off a 2, or however it might work out. There's not going to be any easy games in this tournament.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be down to foul trouble, injuries, what happens, who's hot. I mean, you know, Montana, they're going to play. They got a couple of games, but they got people on their side that they haven't beaten. They haven't beaten Portland State. You know, Weber State took them all the way down to the very end, and they, you know, fortunately for them, Weber State and Portland State play against each other before they play against, you know, Montana. But there's teams there. I mean, NAU just beat Northern Colorado in Northern Colorado's biggest game of the season to win to share conference championship and right there. I mean, and then you got Idaho who's beaten us, who's beaten Sac State, and they're playing against a pretty good Montana State team who's beaten some teams. And so, and you know, you go through the league and it's like, you know, there's not a safe game. You can't say there's a gimme, you know, and people are going to say Idaho, but they're well coached and, you know, they've had the injury bug, but they fought tough against Montana State against Idaho State this last game. And they're not an easy out just because of the way they play, and they can get hot from three. They can beat anybody. And they showed they beat one of the top 3 teams in the league, and they turned around and beat Sac State and put 93 points on Sac State after Sac came here and beat us. And so it's going to be a fun tournament. You know, that's why you got to be happy about the neutral site. I'm excited to see what Boise has in store for us. I know it's a great city, a great place to be, and you know, being able to go over there and play against, you know, the teams and just getting up there. Every game is going to be a lot of fun to watch, and I can't wait to get up there and watch the games. But first, we got our women's team playing tonight, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, indeed. They play at 7:00, so that's coming up at the end of this program. You won't be able to hear it on the radio, but that's when you can go to the Pluto TV, watch BigSky.com, and watch the Eagle women as they play at 7:00 Pacific time here this evening. So, I mean, Boise, are you hearing from people, or are you expecting a reasonable turnout of fans and folks that come around during the regular part of the season, or players' families going to be able to get in here and watch this tournament?
Yeah, and I think they've already sold more tickets than they have, I think, combined for the last 2 years in Reno. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great place. It's safe. It's something that, you know, you're really excited about. There's great food places. It's a college, you know, they have another big university on Boise State. It's just going to be a lot of fun, and being able to get there and play and you know, just you hear people saying, I'm coming to Boise. It's 6 hours away from here. It's a nice little vacation, and you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait until we get on the court. But I'm also looking forward to seeing the fans and the excitement that it's going to have, because I know Boise is a great basketball town, and they're going to have a lot of fun. They're going to come out and watch. And so being able to sell tickets and, you know, there's some players there that, you know, that we've recruited, and there's some ties to that town. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to getting out there and seeing what the guys can do.
I think the game that we saw against Weber State is going to be a lot of the type of game that we see in this tournament. I think it's going to be hard fought right down to the end. There's going to be a lot of emotion, and it could be I think every game is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
It is, because, you know, everyone thinks they can win, and that's the best part. You're not going into it. Obviously, there's always going to be a little doubt, but there's always going to be that you know, that can I get it? Can we win it? And we've beaten this team, and we've beaten that team, and every kid, every player goes into it, every coach goes into it the same way, you know. And every new moment's going to be exciting, because you can't prepare, you know, for certain things. You just got to go out and play it, and you're hoping that your team's playing the best, because, you know, coaching is going to be great, but it's going to come down to the players. You know, it's going to come down to the, if they're going to make that play, if they're going to make this play. It's everything that you've been working for all the way, pushing to these three games, and it's really exciting. And if just being a player in this situation is going to be unbelievable, and I couldn't be more excited for our guys, because it's we're, like I said, we're a players program, and I'm excited to see, you know, what they can put forward and make you know, make some names for themselves. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We haven't talked about this, and I don't know whether you want to or can talk about it, but we talked about the emotion at Weber State, and there was a little dust up at the end. So can you tell us what happened at the end of the ball game on Saturday?
Well, it was a tough game. You know, both teams really fighting for it, and, you know, there's a lot of emotions running high. You know, you get a third place, you know, you're the top of the league, or you're going to get fourth or fifth, and, you know, guys start chirping around and start talking a little bit of trash, which is basketball, and then, you know, something said, and somebody overhears something, and it turns into something that it really wasn't. It wasn't that big of a deal. But, you know, you got to keep your emotions under control, especially coaches. And I got to do a better job of coaching the coaches, especially some of the younger ones, and making sure our players, you know, win with class. But at the same time, you can't let, you know, certain stuff and things be said to you. You got to stand up for yourself sometimes. And I feel that I'm always going to teach my guys to stand up for, you know, who they are, and not be able to get, you know, talked to any which way. And so, you know, guys are always going to stand up for themselves. And so I think that's what happened there. But it wasn't that big of a deal. And I think everything is calmed down, and we're just looking forward to moving forward to Boise.
They have a good crowd, and they do get off the they do get on the officials and the opposition a little bit from your playing days.
Yes.
What was the place that you, I mean, if you enjoy that type of atmosphere, what was the place for you that you like to go to where the atmosphere was usually a little bit charged up?
Well, Oregon when it was Matt Court, when it was a little bit more intimate, where the fans were sitting on top of you, in Stanford. Those places right there were the toughest places to play. And, you know, I was a guy who always got to the gym early. And for some reason, Oregon fans always got let in 2 hours early before the game, and they would just go for a good hour while I would shoot, and would nonstop. So that was a lot of fun. You got to enjoy those places, and you got to enjoy those types of situations. Sometimes being the villain, especially when you're good guys and you get to have some fun in those situations, and you get to go out there, and when you play well, you get to shut them up. And luckily, as a player, I never beat Stanford, but as a coach, we did. So it felt really good going into Stanford and beating them. So it took me a long time to get my first win at Maples Pavilion, but it finally happened with the Eagles, which I couldn't be more happy about. And I'm hoping we get that same chance at Oregon as a coach. But that's a lot of fun playing in those environments. But those two gyms right there were really hard to play in, and they stay on you for the whole game. And Stanford is they're very intelligent with their jokes and a lot of things and their chants. So it's always a lot of fun there.
Coach, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a great end of the year, and let's hope you have a few more last games in you this year.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope you see us in four, and see what happens after that. But tonight, if you have some time, go watch our women's team play. You know, if they get this game, I think they have a chance. They're just like us. Anybody can win these games, and they just need to make sure they play hard. And you guys got to watch them, because they're a fun bunch to watch. So go Eagles.
Absolutely. Head coach Sean Leggins here with us. When we come back, we'll hear my taped interview with Eagle women's coach Wendy Schuler. That's next on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here from Learfield, IMG College.
Washington Roots, not-for-profit, dedicated to community. That's us. MultiCare. At MultiCare Deaconess Hospital, we've recently opened a new state-of-the-art urology center. At the Deaconess Urology Center, we provide the highest quality comprehensive care you need, including advanced robotic surgery, HD medical imaging, and total prostate care. From the routine to the advanced, our dedicated staff is here for you. Learn more at multicare.org/deaconessurology.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
Honey, what's with the punching bag?
I'm training.
What for?
The Northern Crest Punch and Pay giveaway. Winners get to punch the prize board for a share of 70 grand in cash and prizes. My bob and weave is it's a little rusty, though.
You do know the board doesn't punch back, right?
The Punch and Pay giveaway. Get one free entry daily. Details at northernquest.com.
Up, we get lots of talks. The birds and the bees talk.
Where do babies come from?
Well, when two people really love each other. And the substance talk.
If they're pressuring you, then they're not your friend.
But when do we get the money talk? Say it with me.
Compound interest.
At Numerica, we think it's about time we had the money talk. Visit numericacu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Pape Machinery, Agriculture, and Turf is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. With 19 convenient Pape Machinery locations throughout the West, you're never too far from the high-quality equipment and attachments you need for maximum uptime. Backed by consistent, quality customer service, we're with you every step of the way. To learn more about our current specials, visit us in-store or online at papemachinery.com.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Welcome back. It's our Eagle Basketball Coaches Show tonight from campus. Had a chance earlier today to talk to Eagle Women's Basketball Coach Wendy Schuler ahead of their game tonight. It starts at 7 o'clock Pacific time as they take on Weber State. All right, Coach, tonight you play Weber State, and it's kind of an odd thing in the schedule. That was the team you just played on Saturday, and then if you win this game tonight, you play the team you played on Thursday in Idaho State. So it's just kind of a weird way how this thing all turned out. It's got to be a tough thing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess tough in one way and maybe not as tough in another way, just because they're fresh in our minds and we've got really accurate film to watch.
What was the big thing on Saturday for you? Was it defense, especially in the fourth quarter, that allowed them to come from behind?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was a couple of things. In fact, we just got done watching that fourth quarter as a team. And, you know, there were some defensive breakdowns that, you know, shouldn't have happened that we know we can correct. And then offensively, you know, I thought we got some good shots and just didn't knock them down. But we also took a few shots that maybe we didn't need to take that we can get a better shot on those possessions. So we just have to be a little bit smarter offensively as to when to attack and when not to.
What's Weber's, what do they do well? What do you need to take them out of tonight in order to win this game?
Well, I mean, you know, they do a lot of things well. They've got a special point guard who really is great coming off ball screens, great getting into the lane. And for her size, she really finishes. So we've got to do our best to keep her out of the lane. We've got to protect the paint. I think that's a theme for us overall, is just doing a better job of of keeping the ball out of the lane, because it just breaks so many things down when that happens. And, you know, so that's where we've got to start. And then they've got a wing, Drake, who can shoot the three, but really attacked us. And I think we've got to do a better job closing out on her and again, keeping her out of the paint, but also being there to defend against the three as well. And then their big kid hurt us quite a bit. She had a double-double, and a lot of those were second shots that we didn't do a great job of boxing her out. So, again, leads us to the paint and keeping the ball out of there as much as we can, but then limiting their shot attempts.
It was kind of a fun fact. I saw it today in the email release that went out, that it was March 11th, 2004, where you beat Weber State in the Big Sky Conference tournament. So 15 years ago to the date, you got a win over Weber State in the Big Sky tournament. You were coaching that game. Do you remember anything about it?
Nope.
You've only had a few hundred games in between.
Exactly.
did you see that? Were you surprised at all?
You know what? I hadn't seen that. But that is an interesting fact.
All right. So today, Big Sky Conference, all conference team announced. And, you know, we've talked about it before. Capri Morrow, both you and I will agree, she deserved a first team selection. But I don't know that the other five that did get there didn't deserve their first team selection. So let's congratulate Capri on being second team All Big Sky Conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because there's a lot of talented players in this league. There's a lot of seniors in this conference who deserve those accolades. And it's tough with a small first team to get on there. But Capri has had a really special season and really an awesome career. You know, she's evolved the way, as a coach, you hope a player will evolve, from being more of a role player where you could see sparks of things from her. And she has just grown her game over the course of her career and paid her dues, a really good lesson in what that looks like. And, she has earned everything that she's getting.
We talked in the past about the progression these young ladies make as they come through your program. Has her progression, and I'm talking on and off the floor here, from her freshman year to today, how's her progression been as opposed to maybe some of the other people?
It's been outstanding. Honestly, I think every one of our seniors has had great progression, and it's what makes this job so rewarding is to get to be a part of the growth of these guys coming in as I always call them, gawky teenagers, away from home for the first time and being, having come from being stars where they are to having to a lot of times be a role player and be patient and grow into the player that they're going to become. And so it's a great testament to what, diligence and patience and hard work can get you to.
Capri Morrow, 1,291 career points. So she gets 9 points tonight. She'll pass 1,300 points in her career. She is seventh all-time at Eastern in that statistic. And she is the eighth Eagle to get over 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, and 100 assists in her career as well. She's not the only award winner you had. Grace Kircher was in there for Freshman of the Year. She didn't get that, but she did get honorable mention All Big Sky.
She did, and I think that, again, Gina Markson had a great, great season and ran the point, played a ton of minutes for Idaho as they won the conference championship. So she's very deserving. But I also think Grace had a phenomenal season. And honestly, it's, when you see somebody, make the all-conference team, even as an honorable mention member, it says a lot, especially for a freshman. So, I think Eagle fans who've watched us play know that, Grace has a really bright future in front of her. Again, if she'll stick with it, keep working hard, doing the things that we're asking, she is going to go down as one of the really special players in school history.
And then Uriah Howard, first time ever the Big Sky is doing their Reserve of the Year. She tied for that award, and so congratulations. She is named as the co-top Reserve of the Year.
Yeah. You know, Uriah is a player who's had some ups and downs with injuries and some different things throughout the course of her career. And so, you know, to see her honored by the Big Sky as well and by these coaches in the league is really nice. You know, again, she's a player that has continued to grow her game and I think is on track to have a really special senior year for us next year.
All right, you've got to win this one to get to the one tomorrow, but does playing on back-to-back or potentially even three consecutive days, does that change anything you do tonight as far as maybe substituting more, playing people less, et cetera, or do you have to win this game before you get to the next one?
We got to win this one before we get to the next one. You know, we talk a lot in our department about the culture of what it means to be an Eagle, and the number one word is grit. And so we've got to show a lot of grit over the course of this week. And you know, the last couple of years we've had that first round bye. And you know, I've always thought that it kind of wasn't fair for that team that earned a bye, that the team that didn't have the bye got a day of rest and things in between. And so now the one year that it's finally changed, we don't have that bye, but I think it's fair. I think it's the way it should be. The one thing I do wish is that, you know, we would have considered the fact that because of the load of games that we're throwing on these players for all the teams, that we would have played on Wednesday and Friday of this past week, like we did the year before. I thought that was a good thing. And, you know, potentially if we can get to the championship game, we'll have played six games in 8 days. I don't think that's great for student athlete welfare, for their safety and their health. And I hope that's something that the league will look at and consider.
Yeah, even the top teams would have five games in 8 days. So that's tough for everybody.
It is. It is. And, you know, and you talk about grit and you talk about things like that, but you also have to consider safety. And you know, these athletes have played a lot of games just even in, you know, since December 28th or 29th, whenever it was, we started conference play. They played 20 conference games. And so, you know, I think we do need to think about a little bit more rest for these athletes, you know, going into tournaments. Hopefully, like I said, it's something we'll consider.
All right, Coach, go get them tonight. Good luck. Get that victory. And we'd see you out there tomorrow because I'll be getting into Boise tomorrow. So we'll be able to see the game when you take on Idaho State tomorrow. So good luck tonight.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, that's head coach Wendy Schuler, Eagle women. They're about to tip off against Weber State. More coming up after this timeout on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here from Learfield, IMG College.
Spokane International Airport is a proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. The airport connects Eastern fans and alums to major centers throughout the West with 60 daily departures provided by six major airlines. Nonstop service is available to Boise, Chicago, Dallas, Denver, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Oakland, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, and Seattle. For real-time flight arrival and departure information, go to SpokaneAirports.net.
Experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane, proud sponsor of Eastern Washington University Athletics. Your adventure starts at Subaru of Spokane, right in downtown Spokane. With our huge selection of new Subarus all out of the weather in our indoor showroom, shop Subaru of Spokane's great selection of new Subarus, including all-new 2019 8-passenger Ascent, our best-selling Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, Crosstrek, and Legacies. Go to SubaruSpokane.com and search for new and certified pre-owned Subarus. Schedule a test drive and more. Come experience the difference at Subaru of Spokane.
At your neighborhood Yokes, fresh is about more than providing nature's best products at a fair price. It's a commitment to sourcing high-quality foods from area farms and making them available to you at the peak of perfection. It's a promise to respect our environment by finding innovative ways to offer a greener shopping experience. And it's remaining a locally focused, 100% employee-owned store, so you always know where your food and your grocer comes from. Yokes Fresh Market. Not just fresh, fresh forward.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom, buckle up.
Ice cream.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the Director's Cup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, today in the Big Sky Conference Tournament, 8-seeded Northern Arizona defeated number 9 Sacramento State on the women's side, so they will play the number 1 seed Idaho tomorrow in a quarterfinal game. The number 7 seed Montana was upset by 10-seeded Southern Utah, 64-56. Southern Utah plays the 2 seed Northern Colorado tomorrow, and the winner of the game coming up between 6-seeded Eastern Washington, number 11 Weber State, will play 3rd seed Idaho State. In the women's quarterfinals tomorrow, Montana State plays Portland State in the 4-5 matchup. Men's tournament starts on Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning Pacific time. 8-seeded Northern Arizona plays number 9 Sacramento State. Then at noon or at 11 Pacific time, it's 7-seed Southern Utah against number 10 Idaho State. And at 2:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Pacific time on Wednesday, 6-seeded Montana State playing number 11 seed Idaho. The winner of that game plays Eastern Washington at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We'll have the ball game for you starting at 6:30 right here. Back to wrap it up after this timeout on the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
It's
no. Look, Gus Johnson Ford doesn't play games. We combine every discount, cashback offer, and rebate to give you the best price on a new Ford. We call it the Gus Price. Forget all the gimmicks. The best price is the Gus Price. Only at Gus Johnson Ford.
Coors Light, established in 1978 and born in the Rockies, where the only thing more refreshing than your current adventure is what's next. It's why Coors Light is lagered cold for a lighter, crisper taste. Filtered cold to ensure brilliance, clarity, and brightness. And packaged cold for peak refreshment. Because those who thirst for more deserve nothing less than the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Light. 2018 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Barrel House Pub and Pizza, located in downtown Cheney, is your family destination for pizza, calzones, beer, and spirits. Come watch the game on our 100-inch TV. Enjoy a 34-ounce barrel mug of one of our 16 delicious beers on tap. Sample a wide selection of whiskeys and other spirits from our full bar. Come on down for Trivia Tuesdays for prizes and giveaways. Barrel House Pub and Pizza, 122 College Avenue in Cheney, or visit and order online at barrelhousepubandpizza.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Eagle women about to tip off against Weber State tonight at CenturyLink Arena in Boise. You can watch that game on Pluto TV. You can get the app, watch Big Sky TV, etc. You keep up to date with it on social media, obviously, as the Eagles play Weber State. If they win that game, they would move on and play tomorrow against Idaho State, also a 7 o'clock Pacific time start for that ball game. On Wednesday, the Eagle men will take on the winner of the Montana State-Idaho game, which will be played at 1:30 in the afternoon on Wednesday. Winner of that game plays Eastern Washington at 7 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30. If the Eagles were to win that ball game, they would play again on Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So those are the times to remember for Eastern if they get through that for the game on Thursday, and then if they get through that game for Friday as well. Tomorrow is the day the All Big Sky Conference teams will be announced for the men's side. Today on the women's side, Capri Morrow got a second team All-Conference selection, and Grace Kirscher was an honorable mention selection. She's a freshman on the Eagle team this past year. Junior Uriah Howard was the co-top newcomer of the year in the Big Sky Conference. So we'll see what happens with the Eagles and the men's all-conference teams, which will be announced tomorrow. Thanks to our guest today, Eagle forward Jesse Hunt was here, head coach Shantae Leggins for the men's side, women's head coach Wendy Schuler as well. And thanks to Steve Pry for his work in the studios, Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Basketball Coaches Show here from Learfield, IMG College.
You've been listening to the EWU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Barrel House Pub and Pizza. Also brought to you in part by The Swinging Doors, Pepsi, Numerica Credit Union, and by Gus Johnson Ford. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.